Welcome to Tipsy Bear Radio, the conversation about how we see it.
Hey.
I am George and Roses, your lovely, voluptuous brown bear here, and I am here with my co-host, friend, confidant, Papa Bear.
Hey, kids.
And I'm sitting here in my new lavish apartment, honey, in Oikon, with my fabulous producer who's traveled all the way across town on the train.
I'm in a different, Danielle. I'm in an area, yeah.
Say hi, Danielle.
Hi, Danielle.
And oh my. Yes.
I tell you, it's funny. We've been in like 52 different studios this first season.
It's true.
Hey, yeah. Anywhere you have a microphone and a computer, bitch, you can do anything anywhere. Huh?
Have mic will travel. Yeah.
And as the pandemic has taught us all, anyone can do a podcast anywhere.
It's true.
but not everyone should do a podcast.
Yes. Yeah, but not everyone should.
Doesn't mean you should. Yeah.
Listen, you can all smoke crack and do heroin. Doesn't mean you should.
Exactly.
I mean. Yes, Tipsy Bear Radio, the conversation about how we see it. You can catch us on Instagram at Tipsy Bear Radio, or you can email comments, opinions, or hate mail.
Tons of hate mail.
Just send it in. I want it. I want something. To tipsybearradio@gmail.com. And our lovely producer, Danielle, will respond with some lovely feedback against the hate mail. That
some more hate mail back to you.
Fuck you.
Send nudes. Send nudes.
So this is our season one finale of our podcast that we have decided as a collective that we need a little break, bitch.
Daddy needs to get his tan on.
Yo, we need more than a tan. We just need a mental break. We need a spiritual break. We need a podcast break. We need a shut the fuck up break and just reflect break.
Yeah. So.
And you know what? I want to add something, though, because I want to pat the three of us on the back. I'm not sure people realize, like, it's a lot when you have three people that are doing a podcast. I think it's one thing if you have one person doing a podcast, you just kind of like sit down and run it whenever you want. We've got different schedules. We're all performers and we're trying to keep our rent paid and we're trying to have money in our pockets and our bellies full. And we still find the time to do this. Not that
and
like.
And it's our first time. It's our first time.
Oh my God. If you go back, you listen to those first episodes, the technology issues we were having. Thank God Danielle came aboard and we actually like, there's something reliable. Like we finally landed on a website. We have the microphones.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh my God.
So we've been grateful for the listeners and the subscribers who have believed in us, and for the people who did not believe in us, thank you for still believing that we could not do this. And, we did it. And,
what a way to put that.
Thank you for your discouragement. It's really lighting a fire under our asses.
Absolutely. Yep, exactly. Absolutely. And we appreciate all of you for listening and just hearing our shenanigans about how we see it. So look forward to season two coming out shortly. We won't give you a time or a date. We might pop up somehow in the middle of summer and say, you know what, we got a little cute episode we want to do. But yes,
we will be back. This is not the last that you've heard of Tipsy Bear Radio.
We'll be back, refreshed, rebooted with a new attitude.
New guests.
Yeah, new guests. Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah. So,
speaking of guests, do you guys have like favorite moments from season one? Like, who did you love having on the show? Like, I personally loved having George's Black History Month episode. I thought that was so incredible.
That was a good episode, yeah.
Thank you. Yeah, that was one of my favorite was actually with Brian and Toby having that episode.
That was great.
That was a really nice, just kind of like, I had some very enlightening moments during that, and it was actually quite cathartic to go through those moments. I'm not saying that all the other guests were shit. You're not.
It was a really interesting conversation.
It was an interesting conversation was like, oh, bitch, this is deep, honey. This
I loved it when they said they wanted to get rid of award shows, and they said that there were a lot.
Oh, absolutely.
There were a lot more actors out there who felt that way because that's not what they do it for. You know, that's not the Oscar and the Emmy and the Tony is not part of the craft. And I was like,
Yeah.
I mean,
I really enjoyed the Bubba Sababa interview, and I also really Jonathan Groff. That was a highlight for me of my life.
I mean, they both were great episodes. And I mean, shameless plug of our own. If you're listening or if you think somebody should listen, go back to those original episodes and please share them. The Jonathan Groff one was amazing. I mean, he's just so funny and relatable and down to earth and like back home kid. And to get, you know, Bubba Sababa's opinions from, you know, it's always great
it's
to see through.
Point of view.
Yeah, through somebody else's lenses, you know. That was wonderful.
Did you also guys see, speaking of Jonathan Groff, Season 3 of Mindhunter is in development now.
Oh, yeah, because they got such a backlash for it.
Yeah.
They got a backlash for what?
Not having a third season.
Well, Corona did fucking hit, bitches. Y'all did.
But this is exciting news because all three of us loved it so much that we want there to be a
third
season.
Absolutely, but from the people who were, like, shocked of, like, TV and production stop, I was like,
you might as well bring back the shit that people like, because let me tell you, the garbage that they were putting out.
Did you
see some of the movies that you're like, how did this get greenlit? And of course, so I just watched, not to get way off topic, but I just watched that new Amy Poehler one about like female empowerment and whatnot.
I love that.
Moxie. It's called Moxie.
Yeah.
And I loved the message. There were some cute lines and whatnot, but I was literally watching this thinking to myself, okay, if they had like 20 or 30 million more dollars and it wasn't pandemic times, this could be a watchable film beginning to end. But, like, there were times where we were just taking these narrative leaps. And I was like, what the fuck? Mm. And then I was like, oh, yeah, Corona movies. Like, there's going to be a whole section now in history that you're going to be like, oh, this was made in Corona times.
Yeah. The thing when I say don't bring things back, I just had this moment of, like, how they're trying to reboot old shows. And I was like, you can never reboot an old show. You can't bring back Will and Grace. You can't bring back Friends. You can't bring back
In
Living
Color.
But you can't. When a show ends, it didn't work. It ends. And once that season dies, what you're trying to reboot is not going to be the same what you had 10, 15 years ago. And it ain't going to feel the same. You're not going to get the same nostalgia about it. You're gonna
agree.
Like,
So
we're not going to reboot this show in season two. We're going to bring you back something new and fierce.
Right. It's like trying to bring back Golden Girls. And you're like, no.
Not doing that, though, are they?
No, they can't. They all three of them are dead.
Well, they're redoing something now, though. There's something they're redoing that's big, and they're recasting it, and it's not coming to mind. I'll look it up during the break. Okay. But there's something that I was shocked. I was like, what? Why are we redoing this? Leave it alone.
Yeah.
While we're on this, sorry if you guys don't mind, while we're on this topic real quick, then we can get it out of the way. Did you watch the Oscars, speaking of movies and stuff?
No.
No, because we wanted to watch the awards.
It was the lowest viewed, lowest rated, and let me tell you, I think I only got about 25 minutes into it, and I was like, this is trash, I'm done.
Okay.
I normally don't
watch. I have no interest in award shows anymore.
No, I only look for the fashion afterwards.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you can get it like
I look for the fashion. I go to the fashion. I go to Vogue. I see who was wearing what. What was people who was wearing the most elaborate kind of thing, and then I go through the list of like winners. And I'm not really award, but I actually will see who is the winner and like look up the movie or the show and see if it's worth watching.
Yeah.
You know,
which not all of them are.
No, because there's a lot of shit that was like nominated. Like,
did you ever do it with your friends? And I mean this, like, I'm going back in time 10, 20 years. Did you ever go with your friends like the week or two before the Oscars and you would go and try and see all the nominated films?
Yeah.
I used to love doing that like with foreign films because they're never really, advertised against our huge blockbusters in the States. And then once it would come out, I'd be like, ooh, I got to search these out. You'd always end up in some weird little independent film theater in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah, those were the days where the Oscars made, they meant something or they felt like they stood for something. And now I think it's just, it seems like an antiquated concept in the world that we live in today, especially when it's still super whitewashed.
It's the elite concept of like who's the better actor or like who cried their eyes out the most. And you're like, actually, bitch, I sweated tears and blood throughout this whole thing for you to tell me that this award is given to someone who think they cried and sweated tears more than I did. It's like absolute bullshit. So
it's also just become really convoluted, I think, too. Like, there's a problem between, like, saying who played the best actor or saying, like, who made the best socioeconomic political statement. And it's like, what are we doing? It's like giving I feel a lot of times in the past couple of years there have been awards, and rightly so. I mean, it's great that we call attention to certain social issues that need to be called attention to. I still think it should be done in an award show. And it was like, you know, you made a movie that called to racial injustice. And it's like, well, we should just be calling to racial injustice, not handing out a gold statue of a white dude, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
It gets really convoluted, I think.
Yeah, it's true. I think that way about all the awards this year. Or yeah. This last year, like every kind of, wait, is the Oscars begin? Am I just thinking of 2020 now? Like the Emmys and the.
I think Golden the Oscars don't the Oscars begin award season.
Okay, so then I'm thinking of last year's.
I mean, I have no idea. Like time and days are like irrelevant still. Like the world's not so much back on track that like.
And that's the key point is that awards are irrelevant. At
exactly.
The yeah.
Hey.
Yeah.
Hey.
To sum it up. Wow, that's the quickest we've gotten to a point, guys.
Well, in that case, let's take our first break and come back with a whole new conversation.
Perfect.
You're listening to Tipsy Bear Radio. We'll be right back with the season finale.
Welcome back to Tipsy Bear Radio.
Girl, you know what? Look, I need
come
you to
on,
bring it down.
Y'all are gonna miss that. Y'all are gonna miss that.
Yeah. No, we can hear
they're
it on the recording.
They're both looking at me like, shut the fuck up, Danielle.
I think your gain's turned up in your heart.
Yeah.
If you could just turn
in
down
my
your
heart.
If you could just turn down your emotional gain, that was real happy. No, I love it. I love it.
You're listening to Tipsy Bear Radio. I'm your lovely producer, Danielle.
Hi, Danielle.
And I'm back here with George and Roses.
Hey.
And the lovely...
Blah, blah, blah.
And we're back here on our season one finale. Ready to
I can't
say
believe
goodbye
we did it.
For a little bit. Yeah, I know. 35 episodes, you guys.
35 episodes. God, it's like being on Will and Grace.
What?
How many have you listened to?
She listens to all of them. How many have we listened to?
Yeah.
How many have you listened to?
You gotta come from me, really.
No, I would
not
say.
Not coming. I know.
If I'm being fully honest, I will say I know for a fact, just because of my browser, I've listened to 25. But I think there's some on my phone I listen to, which isn't bad. I'm at like 2/3.
And I plead the fifth.
You said in the last episode you've heard listen to 3.
George is just the type of personality that he closes the book on things when his art's done.
Yeah, when there will be years later I will go back to my art. There are things that I will go back years later and then look at and then review it because it's been that moment, that time that I can say, okay, I've rested on this piece. I can sit with it. I can look at it. I cannot have PTSD moments and being like,
but you've had some interesting feedback for some of the episodes, so you clearly listened to some of them.
Feedback from other people?
No, you gave me your personal feedback on some of the episodes.
Just on those 3.
Yeah. Sure.
The only 3.
It was like Danielle's year in review, the woman episode.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
You want to listen to them to see if I fuck up.
This will be, you know what? It's like now that the world is reopening, it feels like closing off season one, we can almost make like New Year's resolutions almost. So over the summer, George, I really want you to think about listening to 4 episodes in season 2. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's baby steps, girl. Baby steps.
Even I want uterus steps. I want the egg and the sperm step.
Okay, so let's start with one episode where you don't turn it. You don't turn it off at all. You listen to it straight
through
the whole
Damn!
Thing.
Damn,
I know.
Can't fast forward.
Damn. Oh, okay. God. Okay, fair enough.
No, but honestly, like, so the good news, right? I just read this morning that the EU has finally gotten their hands on, like, 1.8, like, billion doses? Is that right? With a B?
Yeah.
I don't want to misquote it, but I think it's 1.8 billion doses, right? So there's really good news that, like, things are going to start turning around over there. So,
yeah, Germany's been, they've really sped up the vaccinations. We went
thank
from, like,
God.
Like 7%, I think, 2 weeks ago, and now we're at 25%.
So that's... Yeah. So to not harp on fucking Corona like we do every episode, when the world opens back up, what do you guys want to do in the summer? What are your goals? What are your summer goals? Me, I got to get rid of some weight, girl.
Oh my God, yeah.
Well, there's a couple of goals I would like to the weight will come and go because, bitch, I love to eat. I just, now I put that's a long-term life goal kind of thing. Summer, I would actually love to get my career kind of back on track of becoming more of a theater artist. I'm working more in some theaters throughout Germany, whether that be in Hamburg or Cologne or the UK. I'm saying this now because I have to put it out in the universe, too. If I keep it in my head, it doesn't work.
Yeah.
Or the new second stage at Tipsy Bear when it reopens.
Mm. Or the new second...
Spoiler!
Here's the thing is that I'm coming to New York, bitches, so if you're in New York...
I cannot wait for you guys to come here.
And end of June, when I'm telling you I'm about to be living some shit up, is that I'm using this opportunity now as I come there to reevaluate my being here in Berlin and what can be comfortable, whether it be I be bicoastal back and forth, because as much as I love Berlin.
Bicoastal, Berlin and New York is bicoastal.
Sure.
Binational, like what I'm doing.
Yeah, exactly.
This is kind of, not to cut you off, George, this has kind of taught me, like, I think that's where my happy spot is. I think this back and forth and just kind of living my life to make sure I can financially do that, which I know sounds bougie as fuck, but I mean, it doesn't leave a lot left in the savings account. But,
No, but it's...
I'm in a happy place.
I'm missing, and I'll tell you, I am missing, as much as I hate the U.S., I hate certain things. And when I say the U.S., I mean United States of America, not North America. I'm talking about the United States. Is like, I can hate some things there, but I miss the people. I miss the people. I miss the communication between American folks and how we just vibe in the food and that culture there. And I'm missing that. So I'm using this opportunity to, when I go in June, to like get that back inside of me again. And if that means that I have to like be back and forth, then so be it. Because I think as much as I am nice and this is the longest place I've ever been in, at heart, I'm a small little, like, I'm a wanderlust. And I love to travel and I love to be.
You're a little nomad.
Yeah, and if I can be in both places and I'm still able to do that, then so be it. So that is my goal for kind of summer plans, is to like, work on my business as my website, get some stuff going, whether that be here, so then I can just start promoting myself as an actor and as a drag performer.
That's great.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah. I ain't losing no weight, though. I mean, I might trim up a little bit before coming to New York, but I just need to tighten up the cupcakes on the side.
You are beautiful just the way you are.
Yeah, but when you say talk about beautiful, it's like when you're walking up the stairs and you're like,
yeah,
I can't breathe.
Yeah.
Girl, I can't catch my breath. I'm walking through Penn Station to get on a train. I'm dying.
Girl.
Danielle, what about you?
Well, it's less exciting, but I just signed up for a German integration course through the German government. So I'm going to go into full-time German studies. And I also got a consulting gig. So I have been looking for work for quite some time. So I got a short-term freelancing consulting gig.
Congratulations.
Thank you. And I'm also in the interview process with another couple companies. So I'm looking forward to working full-time again.
Yeah.
And
amazing.
Getting back into that. And
I think a lot of people out there feel that way.
Yeah, and also, I'm looking because I really want to be fluent in German. So
I need to get this.
And it's paid for by the government.
How did you get this?
You just have to apply for it.
Really?
Yeah, and they have a special one for if you lived in Germany
for a
long time.
Yeah.
Like they want you to catch up. So it's a large commitment.
It is, but we have time. We're not working.
and if you get to B2 within 2 years, they give you 50% of the cost back. But it's still only like
even if you pay for it, or you're not paying for it.
Well, no, you pay for it. Well, depends on like where you are. If you're registered as unemployed with the government, then they pay for it.
Yeah.
If you're not, then it's like €2 per unit.
Oh, that's not bad. That's not bad.
Oh my God, that's cheap, isn't it? There's only like what, 20 units in a A1 or something, or 50 at the most.
Yeah. Okay. And I've already can test out of A2. So, well, I'll test out of A1 for sure, but we'll see about A2. But then. Yeah, and then they also, that helps you with your permanent residency application. So, and as soon as you finish that course, you can actually apply right away regardless of the amount of time you've been in Germany.
Really?
So,
can I just I'm just going to get married.
So, wow, that's great.
Yeah, yeah, I because the job center is on my ass about getting a job because I'm unemployed with the country.
But see, but then the integration helps you, though, because I think then that they can place you in jobs and whatnot. So
yeah, yeah, exactly.
They want your money.
Yeah, yeah, they want me to be working, and that's what I need to be. So, yeah, learning German, I would love to take at least one trip the summer again, but that's not really. I gotta get back to being business, Danielle.
Yeah.
Well.
And what about you, Papa?
Oh my good Lord! We're still working. I actually have to go tonight. I gotta go do a walkthrough of the new club in New York. We still haven't gotten into new construction, so I'm gonna do a walkthrough just over like the blueprints. So this thing's kind of dragging on. As no surprise to anybody, the visa, the Ausländerbehörde in Berlin is dragging their feet, so I still can't legally re-enter Germany yet.
You don't? They haven't responded to you yet?
No,
no,
I'm just out. I'm just kind of floating in the wind.
Jesus.
Yeah, and it's been 6-7 months, so I have no idea. Well, and I don't think Brexit helped, because I think there's a lot of UK people that are trying to stay, so I think they're just bogged down, and obviously no one can go into the offices and stuff like this, so I've kind of just resigned myself to, I don't mean to sound like bougie, but I'm going to work when work's available, because I've kind of settled here a little bit. I'm going to travel back to Berlin when I'm able to, but I've just kind of resigned myself to spend the summer in New York, you know? And I think that's what I'm going
to
do.
It's not a bad place to be for
but
the
if
summer.
Your visa's up, if your visa's up and you've already been there 3 months, you're able to come back in for another 3 months.
Oh, you mean like a tourist visa?
Yeah, as a tourist
visa. Right, except for the fact that during pandemic times, I can't enter Germany. I have no legal reason to enter Germany. So until they...
Oh, right, because of the pandemic, until they will let you come in as a tourist.
But they just... Yeah. So Kenny was just saying that... The CDC just passed a rule now in the U.S. that people who are vaccinated in the U.S. will be able to travel to Europe now. They're allowing people who are vaccinated to travel into Europe now.
Oh, so I can come back.
Yeah. So the EU has passed that as well? Or just
Oh, I'll have to research that. Because if I could come
EU
back,
needs
I would
their money,
out.
Honey.
I would love
EU
to come back.
The EU needs the tourists' money and like whatnot. So I think that's what they've said, is that they've said if you're vaccinated, you're able to travel again. Because... that's the whole point why we get vaccinated, is to be able to start going back to some normalcy of
I'll have to look that up, because I have a bunch of friends in Europe that were wanting to come and visit New York, but we were thinking they weren't able. Maybe this is like, is this a really new development?
Yeah, I think I just heard about this this week.
Ah, okay, cool.
Because they keep meeting, like the Senate's meeting like almost every day here.
And
they change everything every day.
Well, it's like I miss you guys, I miss Kenny and Francis, I miss Tima. Like I would love to come.
Yeah.
So
yeah, check it out and see if you're able to, because now the European needs that American money.
It's true.
And they're definitely not getting it from the UK, honey.
Not from
UK.
Us, no.
and plus, I will have pretty much missed everything that everybody hates about Berlin. By the time I get there, it'll be sunny and delicious.
Yeah the weather's changing now. It's springtime.
Well, they're hoping that if we can do things correctly here, which it seems to be hard for Berliners to do anything correctly, is that we could kind of go back to opening up at mid-June sometime.
Is that what they're thinking?
Yeah, if we can keep under 100 for a certain amount of time.
But I can't imagine that they're going to let people inside bars. Like, I bet it'll just be outside.
Well, just do what you did last year.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is just go to...
did last year.
Go to Hasenheide with 300 people.
I mean...
Oh, my God. Then we'll be on lockdown again.
It's outside. Okay. It's outside.
Speaking of outside, New York just, I think the CDC actually, but I'm in New York, so I don't really know. No more, if you're vaccinated, you don't have to wear a mask outside anymore.
Oh, I saw that. That's awesome.
It's amazing. Because let me tell you.
Oh, really?
I'm over the masks.
Yeah.
Are you 14 days out from your second injection now?
Yeah, yeah. I had my second injection on March 25th or something.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Nice.
Yeah. March 25th. Really it was like early April. I was good.
It's supposed to be 14.
But they just moved into priority 3 in Berlin, so that means we're getting closer, because I think that means now retail workers and restaurant staff will be applicable. to get their vaccinations.
Oh, nice. So you guys aren't that far behind us because we're
Well, it's only the AstraZeneca that is available for.
No. Now priority 3 means all of them are available.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
But do you have to wait for your letter?
If you're in the third priority, you have to be like registered as an employee in those fields, I think. And then they will send you the letter. But if your GP says that you should be in that priority level for whatever other reason. But now you can go, there's not every general practitioner, but a lot of them have the AstraZeneca for everybody, but they're all bombarded with calls. Like my GP was like, we will call you when we have one for you. Please do not call us and ask. So
that's like so German. They're always like, you know, please don't reach back out to us. We're, you know, overloaded and stuff like this. And then you realize that they forgot about you, you know? It's like with me, with my visa, like I heard nothing for months. So then I wrote her an email and she said, we were missing a piece of paper. And I was like, well, shouldn't you have told me you were missing that instead of just waiting for me to break the rule of not contacting you? Like,
they must follow the process.
Yeah.
But what is the process? The process
there isn't is one. There isn't a process. They're there full isn't of a
German
shit.
Efficiency does not exist.
No, German efficiency is a myth.
Yeah. Yep. They make that shit up as they go.
It's true.
Yeah. It's like
anyhow. So let's take a small little.
Anyhow, take a little.
We don't
moment.
Need to end it on the negativity of bureaucracy. So we take a small little break and we come back with our season one finale.
Welcome back to Tipsy Bear Radio, the conversation on how we see it, season one finale. I am your loving, slightly larger, and a little tipsy Papa Bear, sitting here with my wonderful, always interesting, and sometimes just delicious Georgian Roses. Hey. And the one who keeps us on track, brings it round full circle, tells me to bring it home when I'm rambling like an asshole, our producer, Danielle. Hi, Danielle!
Hi, Danielle!
I want to say, because we're going to end on a high note here. I was thinking back over episodes and I can remember like riding my bike and like listening to one of our first ones when Danielle came on board and we were talking about like family stuff and all the different things we had tried out, embarrassing moments. And I'm always laughing about you cutting up your auntie's stuff in the garage. I don't know why that slays me so much. There were, if you're an original listener, then you got it all. But there were some things we had to take down or move around. But some of Danielle's like growing up stories where she was shopping and there were mean kids in high school made me piss myself. I just want to thank everybody, you know, the 3 listeners out there. I just
we have like 42 technically.
I just want to thank them because it's been nice to know that people are out there and I get to see my friends every week and it's been like a therapy session. We get to laugh. We get to have opinions, angry. Thanking Courtney Act for taking time out of her busy schedule. Everyone who's on the show has a busy schedule and just they were wonderful and getting a different perspective from high-end celebrities all the way down to, you know, struggling artists during the pandemic. It's been really, really nice. And we had our bumps in the road, but all in all, it was a... I got to tell you, it's like a big to have a finale because I'm actually excited to kind of get charged back up and do it again. I don't know how people do 52 on 52.
No.
It's crazy. So,
to everybody out there, a big thank you from Papa Bear's heart. It's been wonderful knowing your ears are out there. And thank you to you two. You guys have been wonderful to do this with. Like, it's great.
Thank you, Papa Bear.
Thank you.
It's been a pleasure.
It's been some ups and downs, bitch. Don't think that if y'all listening
I don't
on
know
the,
what you're
to
talking
the other
about.
3 listeners who are listening, don't think that this shit is all just like smooth sailing. This bitch has been a motherfucking Titanic. It has hit an iceberg. It has come up from the rack, honey, put back on the water. It has been some good moments and some bad moments. And like you said, they are therapeutic moments. But if everything was going so well, then why would we have a fucking podcast? And why would we
be
doing anything?
It'd just be a news show.
We wouldn't have a conversation on how we see it.
Because sometimes you...
If it wasn't tough.
Yeah, sometimes you see it differently. Sometimes you see it through angry eyes. Sometimes you see it through tired eyes. Sometimes you're flying high. You know, so it's great. And I'd love that it's the 3 of us because I think they're... All of us can kind of relate to all of the listeners. Sometimes one of us is having a real bad day. Sometimes one of us is amped up, you know.
Yeah, absolutely.
I will say the episodes were easier when we were going through about 8 bottles of wine.
Oh my god! Ah!
Yeah, you
and
know
what? We record like 3 episodes in one night because we were so toasted.
Oh my god, that was good.
I realized
we are so hilarious.
We're so caught. We're so like, get another episode. Get the recording
sucking
going.
Sucking our own dicks, being like, that was amazing.
I mean, you were sucking Jonathan.
Yeah, I was.
I wasn't sucking nobody's dick on this episode.
I listened back to that episode. I'm just like, you know, and you're just so wonderful.
You're so, yeah. I just love you. I just, oh my god.
But I even said in that episode, can we stop sucking Jonathan's dick?
Yeah. Yeah. And I was like, what are you talking about? Glug, 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 glug.
Yeah. We have those full snack spreads as well. Like, yeah. We were really professional in the beginning.
Yeah, we were doing good. And then all of us ran out of money.
Exactly.
And we're shopping at the Piggly Wiggly.
Yeah, I was like, here's some Wheat Thins and half a bottle of rosé I found under the sink.
We're like, that'll do.
Yeah.
I'm highly grateful for the people who have followed and listened. I know that doing this podcast can be rough if you have never done a podcast or produced anything. That shit is rough, and trying to get audience members to support and be with you along the way is probably one of the hardest things. Doing the podcast is the easy part.
Getting it's a learning curve for us, yeah. For sure, yeah.
Yeah, getting people to follow and then be actively listening is different. So I'm highly grateful for the audience members, 3 or...
I was like 42, guys. 42.
But if you dropped off, I know that it is very difficult as myself being a podcaster, listening to other podcasts and trying to stay current or being in the right headspace to kind of go through those moments, because not every goddamn time I want to listen to a podcast. You know, I just want to like
that's so true, George. It's so true. Like, I have podcasts I am absolutely crazy about, and sometimes I'm like, you know what, I just want to fucking watch Netflix and eat this tub of ice cream. I don't want to
and the people who have stopped either listening or like have died off is, and that's fine, because
they haven't actually died.
Well, no, not actually died, but our attention span now is directed differently. And so if you have listened to us in the beginning, amazing. If you've stuck to all the way to this last episode, kudos to you. If you decide not to continue on to season 2 because you got other shit coming in, that's totally fine, and you can pick up from whatever. But I know for myself, I even like podcasts that I was listening to in the pandemic, I just kind of stopped listening to, because I was just like, I talk so goddamn much, I don't need to hear somebody else talk so goddamn much.
Ain't that the truth?
You know?
Honey, I got no comment, because that'll just be pot and kettle over here.
Yeah, you know? So I'm just like, give me that.
I never
movie.
Shut up.
Yeah.
So I'm grateful, and I'm grateful for the both of you guys for sticking it out and going through this, and I'm really... highly grateful for the listeners who have supported and given us feedback. And also, I say, if you have topics or things you want to hear from us, or different, maybe a series or so that you would like to...
Or guests you want to see on the show.
I don't know about all of that, because I'm going to see a CV first, honey.
People are like, I want Tom Cruise. Bring on Oprah. I'm like, oh, get fucked, Mary. You know, but I loved when we did like the Drag Chronicles. I love that we did, you know, maybe, I don't know, we may change up our format for season 2. Stay tuned.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's true. Lots of opportunities.
You know what I do want to do, because I know that these are people that reach out to me. So I want to give a shout out, not to exclude anybody, but I know that Miko listens all the time. I want to say thank you to Felix. I know Felix never misses an episode. Dave and Heidi, great friends of Tipsy Bear Bar Berlin.
Yeah.
And they listen every week to the podcast. Andreas, friends with Miko, you guys listen. And Tim, I just want to say thank you to everybody out there for being one of the faithful 42. 42 of you.
Yeah.
Which we might have 43 by the end of this one.
I'll tell you what. Go ahead, Daniel.
I was going to make a quick shout out to Mitch, who I think you know.
Yeah.
He's an old former colleague. He is a friend of mine, and he's a faithful listener and has comments and jokes about every episode. So
thanks, Mitch.
Sticking with us, Mitch.
So since we're doing some shout-outs, let me make a shout-out.
Yay!
To my dear friend and confidant who is listening in Poznan, Poland.
Wow.
Maciek, who is a dear friend. So thank you for listening and following and believing in the podcast. Because we've got people listening from all over the world, even though it may be 3... listeners. 3 to 42 listeners. It's still all over the world. There's Brazil, there's Spain.
They're covering all 3 continents, right?
Yeah. They're So shout out to you guys for believing and supporting. And maybe even if you didn't support, you were like, damn, that's some bullshit. I'm going to turn this off. Yeah. But yeah. we got your first listen when you first listened to it.
It's true.
Well, I love we have Brian and Toby, Courtney, Jonathan. Those are, I mean, hundreds and hundreds of listens. And then
thousands of listens. Thousands of listens.
And then just, you know, our bullshit. 42.
If God we're bless. Lucky. We got some with 18, I think, on there.
Well, on that note of kissing everyone's ass, I just want to say at the end of season one, as always, that it was so wonderful to do this with you guys. I cannot wait to take a fucking break and a breather.
We all need it.
And revamp for season two, get a nice little guest list going. Do you guys have anything you want to add before I sign this fucker off?
Yeah, I want to say a quick thank you to the two of you because I got the opportunity by these two idiots to also join them as a fellow idiot to produce them.
Amen.
And join the show. And it's been a fun road, but also not the easiest. But we've
Amen.
But we love each other. And I was so grateful to have an opportunity to work with both of you and that you trusted me. And I learned so much. And I'm looking forward to more great things together. So thank you.
I cannot wait.
Yeah.
Well,
and go ahead. I just want to say one thing to the guests out there. Like, if you're going through some shit, it is the emotions that have gone through this last year. Those are completely valid of how you felt. And to remind yourself to balance your work and your personal life so that you are still taking some of that time for yourself. Whether it just be laying on the couch and watching Netflix or jerking off or actually just staring at the sky and doing anything. Those are still completely valid moments, but making sure you prioritize your work and your personal life. And when the work is done, it's done. There is no emails, there are no phone calls, there's no texting. And then when you have your personal life, enjoy that time.
Yeah.
And that's true.
Means taking Monday off as
take
well.
Take care of your mental health.
Yeah.
Always
yeah.
take care of yourself. Always, you know. I always say it's not bad to go on a date with yourself. Well, as these three idiots always say, if you're out there, take care of yourself, love yourself. And if you can't, always remember that three people here, if you can hear our voice, we're loving you.
Not on Monday, though.
What a way to go out, Georgie.
Love ya.
Love ya.
Season one's a wrap. Love ya.
All right.
Cool.